Let's get down to this, shall we?
I'm ready when you are.
When Cassius, in the beginning, recruits you into the conspiracy, you seem to throw all your say into one area. You don't seem to weigh the different sides out. How do you feel about this?
Well, I did think about this conspiracy, but I felt I had to do something for the good of people, for Rome.
Cassius pointed out that Caesar was becoming a threat to Rome. That got me into this plan.
Brutus, when you agree to help kill Caesar, you say Caesar is a threat to the people. Yet Caesar hasn't done anything wrong. Do you regret your decision to murder him?
Actually, no. I feel really good about killing Caesar. He was a potential threat to Rome, and I felt I needed to do something about it.
Anyway, Cassius' words seemed to reaffirm my own goals.
How did Cassius reaffirm your views on the assassination?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. He just made it seem like a good idea, and after talking with him about it, I couldn't see any wrong in it.
Did you ever think about the consequences that might arise from your actions, or did you just do what you were told?
Well, I did do some thinking, but if I were to tell the people firsthand what had happened, I could explain my motives and be honored.
Sure, Cassius did most of the scheming, but I really never took direct orders in that sense for the plot.
Did you ever think about Antony and what he would do to you through the people if you let him speak at the funeral?
Like I said before, he was just a bleeding limb without Caesar, so I felt I was safe. I know Cassius warned me a few times, but I didn't believe him. I felt I could persuade the crowd so they would act in favor of me.
Do you have any final thoughts about your actions in the capital?
All I have to say, I loved you, Caesar, but you could have ruined Rome. You would have it a monarchy. I come from a line of people who believe in the Republic. I needed to stop you before you could do any harm to the